Good morning. Just have a few thoughts this morning. So I've been thinking a little bit about prayer and how prayer is a Christian's vital breath, we say. And especially this book I've been reading some in is about intercessory prayer and what it means to us as Christians and actually sometimes how to pray for others when we don't know what to pray. Sometimes we just pray for others, but to actually understand their problems so that we can pray the right way, you know. So there's a saying, there's a writing in here, it says the Christian is against something and something is against the Christian. As believers, we are the object of organized assault by unseen forces. And so a lot of times we can't see what's bugging that other person. We see the problem, but we can't actually see what, unless God opens our eyes. And that's when it comes to our part in letting him help us to be able to do that, to want to understand that person, so that we can be a light to that person or to whoever it may be. And also, that is a very vital thing that Jesus did a lot of for us, and even before he died on the cross, as we're here to remember today, he was in prayer for probably the disciples that were having such a hard time with what was going to happen. They didn't understand it. And also, I wanted to read this from Ephesians 6, verses 13 to 17. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having your feet shod with the perspiration of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So we know that when we do this, that we're going to be able to intercede for the people that are in our lives that we believe are having problems, and for ourselves also. Of course, we intercede for ourselves. But that's just some of the thoughts I had today. And just want to